Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise, really getting under the hood of a major event that's been all over the headlines.
That's right.
We're zeroing in on the Qantas cyber attack. This was back in June 2025. You've probably seen the news flashes, but we've pulled together the facts, the official statements, the reports to give you the full picture.
Yeah, our goal here is to really unpack what happened, what information got out, what didn't, and maybe more importantly, what does this whole thing tell us about cybersecurity for big companies, sure, but also for, you know, for you.
Exactly. Going beyond just the headlines to get to those moments where you think, okay, that's why this matters. Not just if you fly Qantas, but really for anyone online today. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So June 30th, 2025, things went sideways for Qantas, Australia's big airline. They spotted some unusual activity. What exactly went down?
Well, what's really fascinating and worrying, I suppose, is how it happened and just the sheer scale. Qantas found suspicious activity, but it wasn't on their main systems. It was on a third-party customer service platform.
Oh, okay. So like a vendor they use.
Yeah, exactly. Something their contact center uses. And the potential exposure, up to 6 million customers.
Wow.
Yeah, which immediately makes it one of the biggest data breaches the Australian aviation sector has ever seen. Qantas themselves have said they expect the amount of data stolen to be significant.
6 million, that's just... it's a huge number. It really hammers home how vulnerable companies can be, even big ones, through systems they don't directly control, right? Yeah. Outsource stuff.
Precisely. It highlights that whole supply chain vulnerability.
Right.
A weak link in one vendor can, you know, open the door to many of their clients.
So that third party risk is key. Okay. With 6 million people possibly affected, the big question is, what information actually got exposed? For anyone listening who flies Qantas, what are we talking about here?
Right. The specifics matter. The data compromised included customer names, email addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, and importantly, frequent flyer numbers.
Okay, so names, contact info, birth dates, frequent flyer numbers, that sounds, well, it sounds bad, but maybe not catastrophic. Is that fair?
Well, yes and no. On the surface, it might seem less critical than, say, financial data, but this kind of information is actually incredibly useful for attackers.
How so?
Think about social engineering. With those details, someone can craft very convincing phishing emails. You know, emails that look legitimate because they have your name, maybe your frequent flyer number. It makes them much harder to spot.
Ah, okay. So they can use it to try and trick you into giving up other information.
Exactly. Or potentially use it to answer security questions on other websites. Maybe even try to take over accounts if you reuse passwords or if that frequent flyer number is used as an identifier elsewhere.
Right, right. That makes sense. But you mentioned financial data. What about the really sensitive stuff? Passports, credit cards?
Yeah. And this is the crucial bit of, well, relatively good news. Qantas has been very clear. Passport details, credit card information, financial data, frequent flyer account passwords, and PNs were not compromised.
Okay. That's a relief.
It is. Knowing that distinction is really important for people to, you know, gauge their personal risk accurately.
So Qantas spots the breach in this third-party system. What happens next? What did they actually do? And what about flights? Did this mess up travel plans?
Okay, so their immediate actions were pretty textbook, which is what you'd hope for. They moved fast to contain the breach, basically isolating that compromised third-party system.
Stop the bleeding, essentially.
Exactly. Then their group CEO, Vanessa Hudson, she made a public apology, acknowledging the worry this would cause. And they immediately notified the relevant authorities.
Who would that be in Australia?
We're talking the Australian Federal Police, the Australian Cybersecurity Center, that's the government's main cyber agency, and the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, the Privacy Watchdog. They also set up a dedicated support line for customers.
Right, communication and containment. And travel, any impact there?
That was another key message from them. They confirmed no impact on flight operations, aircraft safety, or their main booking systems. So planes kept flying, bookings kept working.
That's reassuring for travelers, definitely. But I mean, even if flights are okay, a breach like this must hit customer trust, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Even if the planes are flying, knowing your data might be out there, that erodes confidence. Rebuilding that trust, that's going to be a major challenge for Qantas moving forward. Focusing on the operational side was probably smart to prevent panic, but the long-term reputational hit is real.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. Is this Qantas thing just a one-off bad luck for them, or is it part of something bigger?
It really seems to be part of a bigger and, frankly, quite concerning trend, especially targeting airlines. The FBI actually put out an alert recently warning about a specific cybercrime group called Scattered Spider.
Scattered Spider, I've heard of them. They're known for being pretty sophisticated, right? Social engineering.
Very much so. Highly skilled, financially motivated, and Qantas wasn't alone. Around the same time, within like 2 weeks, Hawaiian Airlines and WestJet, both big carriers, reported similar attacks.
Wow. Okay, so this is definitely an industry-wide problem, not just Qantas.
It seems that way. Airlines are major targets. They hold vast amounts of customer data, handle significant financial transactions, and disruption can cause chaos. Makes them attractive targets.
And it feels like Australia, in general, has had a rough time with data breaches lately.
That's true. This Qantas incident follows major breaches in 2025 at Australian Super, which is a huge pension fund, and Nine Media, big media company. It's been a pattern.
Is there data on that?
Yeah, the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, the OAIC, they actually said 2024 was the worst year for data breaches in Australia since they started keeping records back in 2018.
The worst year on record. That's sobering.
It is. And the Privacy Commissioner, Carly Kind, she basically warned that this threat, especially from hackers, it's not going away anytime soon. It's likely to remain high.
Okay, this is all pretty daunting. So for anyone listening, maybe you're a Qantas customer, maybe you're just generally worried now. What can you actually do?
Right, practical steps.
Yeah.
If you're a Qantas customer, number one is vigilance. Monitor your accounts, not just Qantas, but banks, emails, for any weird activity.
Like what kind of activity?
Unexpected password reset emails, login attempts you didn't make, new accounts opened in your name, that sort of thing. And be super cautious about emails or messages claiming to be from Qantas or anyone else asking for information.
Because of that phishing risk we talked about.
Exactly. They might use your stolen details to make the scam look incredibly real. Also, think about passwords. If you reused passwords or similar info across different accounts, now is definitely the time to change them. Make them strong and unique.
Good advice anytime, really.
Absolutely. And Qantas has that dedicated support line, so use it if you have specific concerns. Keep an eye out for official updates from them, too.
Okay, so vigilance, caution with emails, password hygiene, and contact Qantas if needed. What about lessons for other organizations, big or small?
Well, I think this is a huge wake-up call, if one was still needed. It shows even massive companies aren't immune. The big lesson, that third-party risk is absolutely critical.
You really have to vet your vendors.
And not just vet them initially, continuously monitor them. Understand their security posture. This incident really underscores that your security is only as strong as your weakest link, and sometimes that link is external.
So deeper audits, maybe more active monitoring of those connections.
Yes, things like continuous threat hunting within those integrated systems, not just waiting for an alert. Also, the speed of detection and response is crucial. Qantas acted quickly to contain it, which likely prevented things from being even worse. And finally, transparency.
Communicating openly, even when it's bad news.
Especially when it's bad news. It's essential for trying to maintain customer trust, or at least start rebuilding it.
So wrapping this up, we've really unpacked the Qantas cyber attack from June 2025. It's a stark reminder, isn't it, of just how complex and persistent these cybersecurity challenges are. From the specifics at Qantas, that third-party vector, to the wider context of attacks on airlines and the Australian data breach situation.
It absolutely reinforces how vital robust cybersecurity is for everyone. It's not just about building high walls around your own systems anymore. It's about understanding and managing that entire interconnected ecosystem, your partners, your vendors, the technologies you rely on.
Yeah, what really strikes me thinking about this is just how tangled up our digital lives are. One weak point, maybe in a system you didn't even know a company was using, can suddenly expose data for millions. It leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
What that?
Well, in this world where everything seems to be outsourced or connected to something else, when your data gets breached because of a company's vendor, whose responsibility is it really? And how much control do you as an individual actually have over that risk? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep digging deeper with us.